This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Latest cabinet decisions made public yesterday. MCC Nepal Compact enters implementation phase. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat highlights significance of MCC's implementation for overall infrastructure development in Nepal. Jane Purnima and Gai Jatra being celebrated today. And Pakistan defeat Nepal in ACC Asia Cup opener. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to give permission to table the bill designed to amend and integrate laws related to customs and the bill designed to amend and integrate laws related to electricity in the parliament. A recently held cabinet meeting also took the decision to appoint members of House of Representatives Rajendra Kumar KC and Madhav Sapkota as the Member of Privatization Committee in accordance with Privatization Act 2050 Vikram Samvat, according to the spokesperson of the government and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma. The government also decided to approve National Archive Management related to Crime and Police Character Certificate Distribution Guidelines 2080 Bikram Samvat, as well as to give permission to sign agreements between Nepal and the Republic of Philippines for visa exemption for diplomatic and official passport holders. It has given permission to use National Forest Area located at Bigu Rural Municipality of Dolaka District for the construction of Sagukhola Hydropower Project and to use land of Gauri Sankar Conservation Area for the construction of different infrastructure development of Sagukhola 1 Hydropower Project. Similarly, a decision was taken to give permission to use National Forest Area to construct infrastructures for quarry site for the disposal of waste produced in course of construction of the Arun Third Hydropower Project. Likewise, the government has promoted Dinesh Kumar Khimire to the vacant position of gazetted special class under administration service and Dr. Sanat Kumar Sharma to the post of executive director of B.P. Koirala Memorial Planetarium and Observatory and Science Museum Development Committee. Likewise, the cabinet extended term of Cooperative Sector Reform Suggestion Task Force by 1 month to be effective from August 11. It also gave permission to Attorney General Dr. Dinmani Pokhrel to attend the 28th Annual Conference and General Assembly of International Association of Prosecutors. The cabinet meeting has given permission to Chief of District Coordination Committees of Sunsari, Rajan Mehta, Ashok Kumar Khimire of Raswa, Deepak Kumar Gautam of Kabre Palanchuk, Lumbini Gautam of Rukum West and Son Bahadur Rai of Khotang to attend Sustainable Development Conference 2023, scheduled to be held in New York of the United States. The government has also provided permission to a team of the Urban Development Ministry to participate in the infrastructure investment-related program to be held in the Netherlands, as well as Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet to participate in Global Congress in Population, Health and Development Conference scheduled in Egypt. The cabinet decided to appoint Kailash Kumar Paneru of Darnildhura district to the vacant post of General Manager of Nepal Ausadi Limited. The MCC Nepal Compact, a joint investment of the Government of Nepal and Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, has entered the implementation phase. At a special program organized at Finance Ministry yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat and MCC Vice President of Compact Operations Cameroon Elfort exchanged the letter related to entry into force EIF. On the occasion, Finance Minister Mahat said the electricity transmission line and road projects to be implemented under MCA Nepal would play a significant role in overall infrastructure development. The finance minister further reviewed road projects under MCA Nepal would make it easier to connect the citizens with production and promote enterprises. Similarly, Finance Secretary and Chair of MCA Nepal Board of Directors, Arjun Prasad Pokhrel, stated that transmission project was significant for power trade of Nepal. He also expressed commitment to complete activities related to land acquisition soon and effectively monitor the project implementation. Likewise, Chief Executive Officer of MCA Nepal, Kharga Bahadur Bista, said that preparation was underway to complete activities related to land acquisition and compensation by December. Recalling the 75-year-old friendly relations between the two countries, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dinar Thompson, expressed his belief that MCC Nepal Compact would enhance Nepal's prosperity in the coming days. 3 people died and 8 others were injured in a jeep accident at Jorte of Rabdikot Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Palpa District yesterday. The injured in the accident are being treated at Lumbini Medical College. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Ambassador of the United Kingdom to Nepal, Rob Fenn, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda yesterday. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sewa Lamsal, said the both dignitaries discussed issues ranging from the bilateral interest to Nepal-UK cooperation. The meeting was held at the official residence of the Prime Minister. Similarly, the British Ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, met with Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Sakti Bahadur Basnet, yesterday. The meeting took place in the Abdi Ministry in Singhadarbar, and the meeting discussed various issues including the bilateral interest between the two countries. Similarly, Secretary General of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC, Isala Ruwan Werakun, yesterday paid a farewell call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, various issues related to SAARC were discussed during the meeting held at Balwatar. A meeting between Speaker Deb Raj Khemire and newly elected presidents of 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives was held yesterday. In the meeting, the Speaker directed the presidents of the committees to ensure the effective operation of the respective committees and to effectively handle the bills currently under consideration. The new presidents of the committees were briefed about the procedures to conduct the business, the existing needs of the committee and the status of the bills. Jane Purnia, also known as Raksha Bandhan, is being celebrated nationwide today by tying a thread around the wrist as an amulet believed to offer protection from harm. Similarly, Tagadhari Hindus replaced their sacred thread called Janai after a holy bath on the occasion of Jane Purnima. Kwanti Purnima or Guni Puni is celebrated by the Newar people who savour a special bean soup called Kwanti to mark the festival. The festival involves worshipping at Shiva temples with pilgrims taking holy dips in water bodies. Concurrently, the famous Gaijatra festival is also being observed today, commemorating the deceased through humorous costumes. Participants in cow and lunatic attire highlight social matters through skits and satire. The government has declared a public holiday for these two festivals today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been sent to judicial remand for 2 weeks on charges of leaking state secrets. Al Jazeera cited his lawyer as saying Khan's custody was extended till September 13 to investigate him in the so-called Cypher case after a special court held the proceedings on the jail premises in Attock City on Wednesday. Khan's judicial remand comes a day after the Islamabad High Court suspended his conviction and 3-year jail sentence on corruption charges. Now, sports. Nepal suffered a 238-run defeat against Pakistan in the ACC Asia Cup 2023 opener played at the Multan Cricket Stadium in Multan, Pakistan yesterday. Chasing 343 runs after Pakistan won the toss and batted first, Nepal managed only 104 runs in 23.4 overs. Shadab Khan took 4 wickets for Pakistan. Pakistan's captain Babar Azam's 151 and Iftikhar Ahmed's 109 powered Pakistan to 342 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allocated 50 overs. Despite initial breakthroughs, Nepal couldn't contain Azam Ahmed's 200-run partnership. Nepal faces India on September 4 in Group A, while Group B includes Afghanistan, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Latest cabinet decisions made public yesterday. MCC Nepal Compact enters implementation phase. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat highlights significance of MCC's implementation for overall infrastructure development in Nepal. Jane Purnima and Gai Jatra being celebrated today, and Pakistan defeat Nepal in ACC Asia Cup opener. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.